I'm scared, but for the first time, I'm scared because I'm growing, and I don't want to go back to who I was before.
In the silence, a spark begins, a broken voice, a truth within. Through the shadows, the echoes call. From the ashes we rise, from the fall, rise from the silence, stand in the fire. Dreams unbroken, hearts reaching higher. This is the beauty, the beauty.
This is the True Revolution Digest.
Previously on True Revolution Digest, she confronted the silence that once drowned her. She found her voice, fragile, fierce, and rising from the ashes of who she used to be. But a voice is only the beginning, because once you speak, you must decide who you're becoming. This is Episode 5, The Becoming. Episode 5, The Becoming. The morning light crept into Casey's apartment like a quiet invitation, not demanding, not loud, just present. She sat at her small wooden table, notebook open, pen resting against her fingertips. For weeks, her words had begun spilling out in ways she never expected. Truth-telling, memory unraveling, heart unearthing. But today felt different. Today, the words weren't fighting to escape, they were waiting. Casey inhaled deeply, letting the breath settle into her chest. Then she whispered into the empty room, "I think I'm ready." She didn't know what ready meant. Ready to be seen? Ready to move forward, ready to stop running from herself? Maybe all of it. Maybe none. But unlike before, unlike the shatter, the silence, the spark, and the first trembling sound of her own voice, this feeling didn't scare her. It steadied her. She flipped open her notebook and began writing. "Today I choose to become." As the words formed, she felt it. A shift inside her. Not loud, not dramatic, but real. She had spent years hiding behind quietness, convincing herself she was safest in the shadows. But the world she once feared now felt like something she could step into, slowly, intentionally. She stood from the table, placed the notebook on her bed, and reached for her coat. The world outside wasn't waiting for her. It didn't need to. She was stepping out for herself. Walking down the street, she noticed things she had ignored before. The laughter echoing from the cafe, the breeze brushing through the trees, the rhythm of life she had long felt detached from. She paused in front of the storefront window of a small community center, a flyer taped crookedly to the glass. Open mic night. Stories worth sharing. Casey's breath caught. Stories. Her story. Her voice. She felt the familiar panic rise, tightening her chest, but this time something stronger rose with it. The voice she had reclaimed. A whisper inside said, "You don't have to be fearless, just willing." She tore off one of the little tabs at the bottom of the flyer. The paper trembled between her fingertips, not from weakness, but from anticipation. Later that night, sitting again at her kitchen table, she stared at the number on the tab. She didn't call. Not yet. But she placed the paper next to her notebook, not hidden, not tucked away, right where she could see it. She opened to a new page and began to write again. Becoming doesn't happen in a moment. It happens in the small decisions that shape the person you are brave enough to be. Her handwriting steadied. She wrote about the podium that once shattered her, the mirror that reflected her brokenness, the spark that woke her, the voice she found again. Piece by piece, she was stitching together a truth she had long forgotten. She was not the girl who shattered. She was the woman who survived it. A soft knock rang at the door. It was her neighbor, Mia, someone who had always offered a smile but never pride. "Hey," Mia said gently. "A bunch of us are having tea downstairs. You should come." Casey hesitated, the old instinct tugging her back, telling her to retreat. But then that quiet, steady voice whispered again, "Become." Casey nodded. "I'll be there." Mia's smile warmed the doorway before she disappeared down the hall. Casey grabbed her notebook, holding it to her chest for a moment. Not for protection, but as a reminder of everything she had reclaimed. She set it down carefully on the table and stepped into the hallway. Every movement felt like progress. Every breath felt like a choice. Tonight wasn't about performing. It wasn't about healing or proving anything. It was simply about showing up as herself. And that was enough. Downstairs, laughter floated through the warm light of the common room. When Casey stepped inside, heads turned, welcoming, curious, inviting. For the first time, she didn't shrink. She smiled, a real one, soft, honest, present. She sat among them, joining their gentle circle of conversation. No pressure, no expectation, just connection. As voices blended and stories unfolded around her, she felt something profound take root. She was no longer disappearing from her own life. She was stepping into it, becoming it. When she returned to her apartment hours later, she felt lighter. Not because everything was fixed, but because she finally believed that she didn't need to be fixed to be worthy of becoming. She sat once more at her table, picking up her pen. Becoming isn't about perfection, it's about presence. It's about choosing yourself when silence tries to take you back. It's about stepping toward the person you're meant to be, even when you tremble. She closed the notebook. For the first time in a long time, she felt whole, not finished, not complete, but whole in her becoming. She whispered into the quiet room, "I am not who I was, and I am not yet who I will be, but I am becoming." She has found the courage to take her first steps into the world again, but becoming is only the beginning. Because with every step she takes, life will demand something new of her, strength, wisdom, resilience. And soon, she will face the moment where becoming is no longer internal, but visible to the world. Next on True Revolution Digest, Episode 6, The Rise. Thank you for tuning in and spending your time with us today. This episode was proudly brought to you by True Touch Collections, where nature meets self-care and authenticity is celebrated. Remember, the journey to loving yourself begins with a single gentle step. Be kind, be courageous, and honor the beauty that has always been within you. Until next time, take care of yourself and the world around you. Before we go, enjoy our featured song from the True Revolution soundtrack, True Revolution, Freedom is Coming, now streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, and all major platforms. Let the message move you, and may its rhythm remind you that freedom, growth, and becoming are all part of your true revolution.
Try to dim my shine, couldn't cage my vibe. Now I'm living in my destiny. They see the crown but not the climb. The tears I turned to diamonds in time. Now I walk through fire, still glowing. Power in motion, I'm showing. I ain't waiting on nobody's permission. Learn the beauties in the inner vision. They can't stop what's already written. This right here, my soul's ambition. Venom is coming, I can feel it in the air, yeah. Truth in my heart, no fear, I swear. We breaking chains, we lifting dreams. We the new wave, the truest team. Freedom is coming, we the proof, we the movement. Love is the sound, true revolution. Tried to write my story in doubt, but I flipped the page, rewrote the route. From corner stores to global stages, we're rising up, breaking cages. Every shade, every face, every nation, we're building truth, this foundation. From the streets to the sky, we soar. This is more than a vibe, it's war for the core. I ain't waiting on nobody's permission. Learn the beauties in the inner vision. They can't stop what's already written. This right here, my soul's ambition. Venom is coming, louder than pain. Rewriting history again. Beauty becoming, soul in motion. This is our truth, our devotion. Freedom is coming, can't undo it. Love is the sound, true revolution.
Yeah, this is for the dreamers, the healers, the doers. For every soul that's had enough. Freedom ain't coming, freedom's here. True revolution. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Freedom is coming, I can feel it in the air. Rewrite history again. Beauty becoming, soul in motion. This is our truth, our devotion. Freedom is coming, can't undo it. Love is the sound, true revolution.
The trainers, the healers, the doers.
every soul that said enough. Freedom ain't coming. Freedom's here. True revolution.
This broadcast is brought to you by Trueness, Trueness Titan, and Nectar of Sol. Three brands, one mission: to honor nature, celebrate confidence, and inspire true beauty.
Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gentlemen, it's time to upgrade your grooming game with Nectar of Sol's premium 2-in-1 hair and body wash. Choose Bay Rum, a bold, invigorating blend of spicy bay and subtle sweetness. Perfect for that crisp, refreshing start to your day. Or go for Tobacco Vanilla, a warm, luxurious fusion of smooth tobacco and rich vanilla. Ideal for making a lasting impression. Designed to cleanse both hair and body, our 2-in-1 formula saves you time while delivering unbeatable freshness and nourishment. Step out of the shower feeling revitalized, confident, and ready to take on anything. Nectar of Sol, crafted for men who demand more. Men, find your fresh. Get yours today at nectarofsoul.com.